Yes, hello. This is the pre-show for the 23rd of May. And right now it is 12, whatever the hell it is here in California. It's 12 something. So I'm going to be doing shows. So it's like 1 a.m. It's 12:57. And when I get 3,000 miles away back to Florida, it's going to be... I got to tell you something. As much as I've said to you guys many times, you know, nothing but good shit has happened to me in Florida. For my personal life as well as my professional life. But it's been many years since I was in Florida. It's been almost 30 fucking years since I've been there, and shit has changed. And I don't know. Other than Jackie being there, which will make it fantastic, I'm not looking forward to this move at all. But we'll see. We'll see. And I believe you me when I tell you, if I want to bitch about something, I will. If I'm going to sit down there in Florida and just piss, bitch, and moan about the state, I'll do it. You know, I will do it. I'll use the platform and I'll fucking rip it. If I have to, if I need to, if it warrants it. Ow, my fucking arm. People will sit here and go, we're in California. Hey, you know what, motherfuckers? Let me put you straight on a couple of things. Most of the people that bitch about California never fucking lived here. Never fucking lived here. Then you say, well, what about the ones that have? Well, I'm one. Now, is California expensive? Yes, some areas, not all, some. As a state, in terms of physical beauty, the goddamn place is gorgeous. Makes every other state I've ever been in look like a fucking oil slick. Maybe Hawaii competes, and Alaska. That's about it. Trust me when I tell you. Most of the people that fucking bitch about California never fucking been here or lived here. And that's the primary consideration. If anybody's, you got to have lived here. And I've lived here, man, most of my fucking life. I pay taxes here, I pay California state income tax. It's what we fucking do. And I hate to sound this way, but I'm going to, if you can't afford to live here, you can't afford to live here. If you can't fucking afford it, you can't fucking afford it. You know, what do you want me to tell you? I mean, that isn't California's fault that it isn't affordable for every motherfucker that comes along. I suppose things could be cheaper everywhere. And this is the one thing they always tell me, man, your money's going to go a lot longer, further than in Florida. Well, sure it will. And I, forgive me for saying this, but, there's only one place to live in Florida. Now, I've lived in Orlando, which was fine. It's a small town. It was when I was there, anyway. And I've lived in the South Florida, Miami area. There's only one place to live in Florida. That's at the ocean. You got to live at the beach. Otherwise, forget it. I don't know. Some people may disagree. It's you know, the state has nothing to fucking offer visually unless you fucking live at the beach. Now, yeah, I know they got a lot of goddamn lakes, which is all right. And I know they have, what else they got in Florida? They got, you know, lakes. I mean, they got lakes. They got water skiing and shit like that. But and lakes are nice, but you realize that there's all kinds of lakes in all kinds of states, and there's all kinds of topographical features that can be compared to others. But for Florida, I think the real... you know, I got to tell you, I've got friends who just got back from Florida. They're my next door neighbors. How do I say this? They were in Key West, and they basically said it's just a bunch of rednecks getting drunk. And I wanted to say to them, well, you know, you got to kind of get the vibe of the place a little bit, but I said, fuck it. So what I'm trying to say here is you got to put your best foot forward, man. You got to put your best foot fucking forward. Jackie tells me that there's a corner near there where I'm going to be living, where she lives, where there's a bunch of Trumpers that set up every fucking day. I'm going to make a point of getting out of my car, walking over there, and talking to those people. I'm going to make a fucking point of going over there. Maybe buying some shit. They're selling Trump shit. Maybe I'll buy some shit, but I'm definitely going to fucking have a conversation with them. I won't be rude. I will not be rude. Not at all, man. My mother and father, whatever parenting they did do, most of the time focused on being very polite to people. So, all right. So that's that. And you know what? Like my friend Don said, give it 6 months, man. And like I said, Jackie, I love her. My job, I love. My career, I love. The only reason why I'm going to Florida is because there's a woman there that I care about. Otherwise, fuck it. I wouldn't. Una O'Connor, if you can hear the screaming in the background. Una O'Connor is the actress in The Invisible Man. She was also in Frankenstein, who did a lot of just screaming and crying and screeching. And she was very hysterical. But she also was just such a great comic actress in, I say actor. They don't really use the term actor. Here she is running down the street. She was very comic, great comic actor. Una O'Connor came from Ireland, started her career in England, came to the United States, and she'd been doing stage and theater, and they finally said, well, do you want to do a movie? And she said, yeah. She didn't have a whole lot of money, so she started doing movies, and that really went well for her. And then she got hired by Universal. I don't know if she got a contract with Universal, but she was in a lot of those movies. Invisible Man, she was in, Bride of Frankenstein. So anyway, she comes to the United States to do these movies. Meantime, the war breaks out. Now, she's put her car and most of her possessions in storage in London someplace while she's working in America. The word comes back that the Blitz, the Germans came in and dropped a bunch of fucking bombs, one of which fell right on top of Una's storage bin where her fucking car was and all her shit. So she loses her car and she loses all her shit and she says, well, I guess I'm not, you know, not going back. I guess that was the decider for her in staying in the United States. And what did she do after that? She kept on doing movies. I think she might have done a little bit of TV. But she is really fun to watch. And she steals every fucking scene. And I'm not saying that she steals every scene because she is a hysterical, cackling woman. She's a great, great timing, a great comic actor. Let me see, man. Una O'Connor. And she was from Ireland, I believe. And was working in England. Una O'Connor, Bride of Frankenstein, that was the movie. Delightful character actress who held her own against such heavyweights as Charles Laughton, Boris Karloff, Tyrone Power, Barbara Stanwyck, and Sidney Greenstreet, often cast by studio heads as a comic relief, thanks to her thick Irish accent and rubber-faced expressions, most notably in Universal's horror classics, Bride of Frankenstein and The Invisible Man. Her final role was the devoted housekeeper in Billy Wilder's Witness for the Prosecution in 1957, a role she originated on stage. Her hilarious testimony during the trial is one of the film's highlights. There's a whole Wikipedia thing you can look up. She died at 79 years of age in the United States. I think, yeah. All right. Let's head out today and we'll all be Una O'Connor for a day.